Good morning. It is December the 6th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled, Sing Out Loud, Sing Out Strong. Hear our scripture today. It's Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace. Consider this. I've always loved singing. In fact, I'm pretty sure I can recall the very first song I remember singing to family and friends, thanks to my avid watching of the children's television show Sesame Street. The song was simply called Sing. The Carpenters would record it in 1973. It would go on to be a hit on the Billboard charts. I loved this happy song. Who am I kidding? I said that past tense. I still love that song. Singing, it runs throughout my family tree. Perhaps that's why one of my favorite scenes from a holiday film centers around the beauty and the importance of song found in the holiday classic Elf. You know, no one really grabs a hold of childlike Christmas time wonder quite like Buddy the Elf. If you've seen the movie, no doubt you're going to recall this particular scene. On this one day, Buddy wanders into the toy department at Gimbel's store. He's talking to his friend and coworker, Jovi, who's not in the best of moods, that's to put it politely. And Buddy makes a simple observation. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol. To say that Jovi's not receptive to the idea is an understatement, as, according to her, she doesn't sing. However, what I love about Buddy the Elf, he is relentless. He doesn't give up. And that's when Jovi confesses, I can sing, I just choose not to sing, especially in front of other people. Buddy cannot accept her lack of holiday cheer, and he shows her how it's done. I love that moment. You know, before Zechariah's encounter with the angel Gabriel, I'm not sure if Zechariah was pro-singing in public or anti-singing in public. However, after his voice returned, we learned something about him that we all could take a few pointers from. On the other side of the wonder in the waiting, there is a song of wonder just waiting to be heard. Do you know that there are four Advent songs attributed to Luke's Christmas story? There's Mary's song, there's the angel's song, there's Simeon's song, and there's Zechariah's song that we heard today. Think about the song of Zechariah. 400 years of silence stood between a word of hope that the last prophet in the Old Testament, Malachi, received, and this word of salvation and the coming Messiah spoken by Gabriel in Luke chapter 1. Now add to those 400 years an additional 9 months from Gabriel's revelation to Zechariah and his doubt until little John came into the world. And once his voice returned, Zechariah was ready to sing of all the Lord had done and of his wonders and his grace. It didn't matter if his singing voice was pleasant or not. Zechariah didn't care. He just needed to sing. He sang with a heart looking back on the story of God's people, the story of the redemption and salvation found in God's promises, which are everlasting. He sang of the promise of deliverance from our enemies, the mercy and the grace extended to our ancestors, and the freedom to worship Him without fear in holiness and righteousness as long as we live. So let me ask you a question. So what about you? Is there a song in your heart that needs to be sung today? Go ahead. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Doesn't matter if it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song. Come on, take a few pointers from Zechariah. All you have to do, look back, remember where God has met you in your story, and then look forward. Remember God's promises and trust in His provision, and then sing. Let's pray. God of wonder, our prayers, the words found in Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. So we rejoice in Your great love. And may that be the song that we sing today with our very lives. Amen. So, here's some questions to ponder today. How do you feel about singing? Now, not my singing that you just heard. Let's just stick with you today. How do you feel about singing? And here's a greater question. Is there a song in your heart today that you could sing? What would that look like for you? And what would that song be? For The Awakening, my friends, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.